Sheriff Michael Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, has had a very tough way to go with his deputies that reacted brilliantly under fire at Oxford High School. That story continues. It'll never leave us. And the Oxford High School students returning to school today in a different building. I'm going to let Sheriff Bouchard give us the details because he's got them all. And I want to go right to the expert. 808, Sheriff, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show. Michael?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am excellent. And I know this is, it's been so tough. It continues to be tough, but your concern is for the well-being of these students, to make them feel as comfortable as possible as they, in waves, come back to school. And, of course, to make sure this could never happen again, at least to the best of our ability in a free society.
Absolutely. You know, our focus is on keeping the kids, the teachers, the community at large safe, and to make sure they feel that presence, that concern, that capability, and also to help them get through this challenge as it relates to some of the things they're feeling and the emotions that they're dealing with, you know, the kinds of depression, the kind of anxieties that we know come with any kind of traumatic event. And so, you know, we've actually added another comfort dog that is named Oxford, thanks to Clarkston Community School Athletic. They raised the money to add a dog for our agency. So Oxford is at Oxford Schools. It's a sixth comfort dog that we have. And he's already a big hit with the kids out in Oxford. So, you know, we're doing everything we can. We're going to have deputies in the schools, and we're going to have all sorts of procedures in place as they phase in a return for the high school students. You know, it's kind of a phased-in thing, first starting at different venues and then ultimately reopening the high school itself later in the month.
Yeah, the kids aren't back at high school. The Oxford High School students are taking classes at both Oxford Middle School and Oxford Bridges High School. That alternate hybrid schedule starting today, lasting till January 21st. And then the students return to the high school building. Before they do, say next week, I think, there will be three open house opportunities for parents and students to kind of work their way back in and look around at the facility and try to overcome what they saw the last time they were in that facility, which is something that is going to take a lot of work by a lot of people to deal with that. You're never going to forget it, but you have to learn to deal with it best you can, which, as you know, Michael, from your adult deputies, the when they go through traumatic experiences, it's not easy to deal with. I mean, you know, for example, what the firefighters in the Bronx are going through after losing 19 people, what the firefighters in Philadelphia went through, again, after losing a bunch of people, and again, in both of these cases, kids. These are difficult things to get over. So you can only imagine how tough it is for kids in these same circumstances. They're not trained professionals.
Right. No question. And that's why all the different layers of support will be there, not just, you know, the deputies there, the trained staff, the comfort dogs. I know the schools have put in all sorts of resources as it relates to counselors and counseling, and those things are important. You know, you have to have a path forward to process this trauma. And it's something you'll never forget, something, as you said, you never get over, but you learn to process it and you learn to move forward, right foot, left foot. You have to find a path to deal with it. And every person's a little different. How their path is forward kind of depends on them, how they process and what's the best avenue for them to process. But the important thing is this: it's not weakness to ask for help. It's not weakness to show emotions. That's strength to ask for help. And we encourage our people to do it, and we encourage anybody that's feeling anxious, that's feeling depression, that's feeling these kinds of things, to have a path forward and to ask for help, because people want to help.
They do indeed, and they do help. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard with us here at WJR at 812. I got to ask you, it's just bothering me a lot lately, this whole idea of very liberal idea of no bail because poor people are discriminated against. They can't get out of jail. All of a sudden, we've got so many people out on the street, more than ever before, that should not be there. And when I keep reading stories of guys, in this case, that have been busted for 20, arrested 21 times, and yet they're still out on the street committing more crimes, more rapes, more murders, more robberies. How do we stop this? How do we come to our senses as a people and get the people who've lost their minds that are letting this happen stop this?
Yeah, there's a, I think, a pretty clear path forward. There is a way to do reform on bail and a bond to make it connected to the two things that it's supposed to be connected to. Are you a danger to a community, and will you show up at future proceedings? But they've lost connectivity, some of the folks and some of the venues, to those two conditions. You know, you've got somebody that is a danger to community, they shouldn't be out. They shouldn't be, you know, released regardless of economic capability. But on the other hand, if you've got a person that's not violent at all, has never shown violence, and they're in there for some kind of minor crime, they should be out, not just because of the bond. They shouldn't necessarily have to post a bond if that's the only thing keeping them in. And we've pushed that for years. In fact, when I became the sheriff, we were well over 2,200 inmates. And pre-COVID, we were nowhere near that. We were down 40% through smart interaction with our judges that have worked with us with some legislation that we got passed that created relief valves. We were able to get people out of jail that didn't need to be in jail. That should be the focus. Not everybody shouldn't have to post bond because that's not safe for the community. And we're seeing that in a lot of venues where they don't have bond. They let people out and they have a violent history or have a violent pending charge, and they go out and they do it again and again. Or they reduce a violent charge or a gun charge to something that's a misdemeanor. And if you've got somebody caught illegally with a gun or using a gun illegally, those are the folks that are going to hurt somebody with a gun. That's, you know, you don't need to pass a whole bunch of new gun laws when you're not enforcing the gun laws now on the people that are already breaking them.
Well said, and you've always spoken the truth, and I always appreciate your professionalism, and we're very lucky to have you there as Oakland County Sheriff. Would have been great to have you as governor one day, too. I mean, there's a lot of ways Michael Bouchard has helped the community over the years he's been around with us, which is forever. Thank you, Michael.
Forever indeed, sir. Thank you, my friend. You have a great day.
You do the same.